Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're continuing Be'ezus Hashem and Daf Lamed Vav on the base at the bottom of the Amud by the two dots. The Mishnah said, "Nemalamdoi Medrash Halachas VaAgadas Ava Loyon Denu Mikra." It's also to teach Mikra, but it's more to teach Medrash Halachas VaAgadas. The Gemara asks, "What's the difference?" The Gemara explains the difference is because Mikra is mutter to take money, and therefore if he teaches him Mikra, it's considered that he's being Mahanahim. He's being Mahanahim, the Hanas Mamam. Mashainkin, if he teaches him Medrash, since anyways it's also to take money to teach Medrash, so it's not considered a Hana. It's not considered a Hana to teach him Medrash. The Rosh and the Ran both explain the reason why it's also to teach Mikra is because since Al Pi Din, he's allowed to take money, and the Minhag was to take money, if he teaches him for free, and he's Meichel him the money, so it's Ki'ilu, he's Mahana him the money that Be'etam he was Chayef to pay. And therefore, he's not allowed to do it, because he's being Mahana him that extra money. It's Mashma from the Rosh and the Ran, that Lu Yitzur, he would teach him for money, he would charge him money to teach him, so then it would be Mutter even to teach him Mikra. The Tosfos Rid, on this daf, he speaks out that it's also even by Oifen that he is taking money, it's still also to teach Mikra. The Tosfos Rid does not give a clear explanation as to why it should be also even if he's going to take money. Keren Oire is medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim Perek Vav Halacha Zayin says, "Umalamdoi Torah Shebal Peh." Shaharei also lito leeschar. You're allowed to teach Torah Shebal Peh because it's also to take money. Avaloi Torah Shebichsav shenoytlin aleaschar. You're not allowed to teach Torah Shebichsav because the halacha is you're allowed to take schar. The Keren Oire is medayik. The Loshon Harambam is mashma that it's also to teach Torah Shebichsav bikol gavna bikol oifen shehu. Even by oifen that he is taking schar, it's still going to be also because the Ram doesn't say it's only also by oifen that he's not taking the schar and he's being meichel the money to the mudar. So therefore, it's mashma from the Rambam that even if he's taking money, it's still also for him to teach it, to teach Torah. The Keren Oire explains pshat in the Rambam is that since he's taking money for the teaching of the Torah, so it diminishes the echus of the mitzvah that he's doing, and therefore it doesn't have a din of a mitzvah. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of a mitzvah, and we don't apply the din of mitzvahs lav lahenas nitnu, because it's not really such a, it doesn't have a shame mitzvah. This hesber in the Rambam is very similar to what we mentioned in one of the previous shiurim, that the Rambam explains in the Parash of Mishnayis that the reason why if somebody's meshiv aveda, so the Mishnah says that tipul hanal hekdesh, if the minhag was to pay, the minhag was to pay the machzir money, so tipul hanal hekdesh. And we asked, the question was, why do we have to tipul hanal hekdesh? Why don't we just say that he can pay the machzir the money? Because the case was that only the bal ha'aveda is also to be nanned from the machzir, but the machzir is allowed to be nanned from the bal aveda, so why does it have to be tipul hanal hekdesh? Why can't we just say, let him pay the machzir? To which the Rambam explains in the Parash of Mishnayis, because if he pays the machzir, so then it's not considered a mitzvah anymore that he's giving back that he's returning the aveda, since it doesn't have the full teichen of the mitzvah. So there's no din that the whole heter that the madir is allowed to be machzir the aveda to the mudar is based on the fact that he's doing a mitzvah, that he's oisik in the mitzvah. So once he gets money, so it diminishes the echos of the mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't have the heter anymore. It's mashma from the Keren Oire that he's explaining the Rambam over here. I'll be the same derech over here that. Since he's taking money for the mitzvah of Torah, so therefore it's not, doesn't have a shame mitzvah anymore, and therefore it's also for him to teach him the Torah. What still needs hesber is that the Gemara says that the money that the melamed is taking is not for the etzem Talmud Torah that he's teaching, but rather it's for something else. It's for either a piece of time or for shimur ba'alma. But the money is not coming for the etzem Talmud Torah. So how could we say that according to the Rambam, when he takes the money, since he's taking money for the mitzvah, that diminishes the echos of the mitzvah, and therefore it becomes also for him to be mahana him with the Torah that he's giving him? The Keren Oire brings the Yushalmi that the Rosh quotes here in Siman Dalet, that the Yishalmi seems to say that that there's a chilik between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav Be'etzim. That only Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah asks her to teach for money, but Torah Shebichsav is mutter to take money. It's mutter to take money for the Etzim Torah. That seems to be the mahalach of the Yishalmi. The Rambam Mehilchos Talmud Torah Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin seems to go, could possibly be going with this mahalach, because the Rambam over there says, he doesn't mention a word about piece of timing or shimur. It's mashma that the money is coming to etzim for the teaching of the Torah. So therefore, that stems very gishmach with the mahalach of the Keren Oira, that since the money is coming for the Talmud Torah, so middle of the Torah is not considered a mitzvah anymore. And therefore the etzim hanas ha Talmud becomes also, and we don't apply the heter of that he's oisik in a mitzvah. There's an interesting Radvaz in Nedarim Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. It says that Medrash is that which Medrash is mutter to teach because it's also to take money. Even if somebody would be taking money be'isser, the Radvaz explains that it would still be mutter to teach Torah to him. And we wouldn't say that he's being mahanahim because the money that he's getting is not really magir to him. Because the money that he's saving, ayidei him, not charging him for teaching him, is money that really he shouldn't get anyways. Because the halacha is he's not allowed to take money to teach medrash. Another interesting nidain that comes up in this sugya. The Rosh and Simon Dalid declares whether or not it should be mutter to teach medrash to the Mudah Hana, even if the Mudah Hana asks, or he's mitzave, the madir, to be the one to teach him. Do we say that since he's acting as the shliach of the mudar to teach him Torah, do we say then that it becomes aser? The tzad to say that it should become aser is from two gemaras that we had earlier in this parak. The gemara we had by the sugya of kohanim, or whether or not they're shluchei didan or shluchei derachmana, the gemara says that if we say that a kohen is considered shluchei didan, so then how could it be that he's allowed to be makar of a korban on behalf of the Mudah Hana? It comes out that since he's doing a shlichus for him, so then he's being mahane. He's being mahane the Mudah. The Madir is being mahane the Mudah Hana. So you see from that Gemara Lehedia that it's also for the Madir to be a shliach on behalf of the Mudah. Who had in the Gemara in the sugya of Torah Mes Trumasai, we had an Amud before. The Gemara says that if you say that the Torah mishaloy al chaveroi needs das, if he needs das of chaveroi, meaning he needs his permission to be mafish his peiros, to be part of the peiros of the mudar, so the Gemara says it can't be because then he's doing shlichus for him. So from these two Gemaras we see that there's a specific iser to do shlichus for the madar to do a maisa shlichus on behalf of the mudar. So l'choyer, maybe over here we could say the same thing, that even though it's mutter to teach to be melamdei medrash to the mudar hana, but that's only when he's not acting as the shliach, but Lugitzu will be acting as the shliach, then it will be aser. The Rosh says that there's a chilek between those two sugyas and our sugya over here. We only say that shlichus is aser, but often that the maisa can only be done al yidei the parish of shlichus. For example, if we say by korbanos that the kohen is a shluchei didan, that means that be'etzem the bal ha-korban, he's the one who's mechuyev to be makriv the korban. Just that he can't because he's a kohen, so he has to make a shliach to do the maisa for him. So that would have been the pshat, that would have been the psak halacha. It would have come out that the only way for the kohen to bring the korban on behalf of the bala korban is ayidei the parsha of shlichus. If he wouldn't have made him into a shliach and the kohen would have just taken his korban without asking him, so the korban wouldn't be chal on behalf of the madir, on behalf of the bala korban. Who would then by truma? Lu yitzu, you would need das of the bal haperis, and the madir would come and be mafish truma without getting his das, so the truma wouldn't be chal. So in those two cases where we need the parsha of shlichus in order for the maisa to be chal and to be misyachis back to the mudar, dafka there does the Gemara say that shlichus is aser. Mashenken over here, we don't need the parsha of shlichus for the madir to teach Torah to the mudar. Just he made him into a shliach. He told him to do it on behalf of me. But we don't need the parsha of shlichus. Meaning, if the Mahdi would come and teach Torah to the Muda without have being appointed a shliach, so avada the Torah is chal, the Talmud Torah is chal from the Mahdi to the Muda. He is teaching him Torah. That's a difference between the two sugyas. Therefore, the Rosh comes out that even if the Muda would appoint the Mahdi as a shliach to teach him Torah, it still would be mutter. The Rosh brings that the Ramban was chaylik. And the Ramban learns that there's no chilek between these sugyas. We have a yesoy that we learn out from those two gemaras that anytime the madir is acting as the shliach on behalf of the muda, that's also. It doesn't matter if we need shlichus or we don't need shlichus. In all scenarios, it's also. The Rashba on Daf Lamed Dalet is a third shita. The Rashba seems to go at the beginning with the Rosh that he's machalik between whether or not we need shlichus or whether we don't need shlichus. Dafka, when we need the parsha of shlichus for the maaseh to be chal on behalf of the mishaleach, dafka there it's going to be asur. But the Rashba is moisif, but that's only when we're talking about a dvar mitzvah, for example, being machzir la'avedosoi, or being mafish trumosoi, or a koyin being makir of the korbanos. Dafka, these cases where the madi is doing a mitzvah, he's oisik in a mitzvah, dafka, there we say that since the parsha, we don't need, since only when we need the parsha of shlichus, is it going to be an iser to be a shlich on behalf of the muda. Masha'enken, if he's doing a dvar rishus, for example, the madir sends the mudar to go pay a bill for him, or to go to the store and buy something for him. So there, even though we don't need the parsha of shlichus for the maisa to work on behalf of the madir, still the Rashba says it's going to be aser. The Rashba explains the pshat is that when he's doing a mitzvah and you don't need the parsha of shlichus in order for him to do the maisa on behalf of the mishaleach, so then we say even though he was mishaleach him to do the maisa, but he's not doing the maisa because he was mishaleach him. He's doing the maisa because he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah. Masha'en kein, when we need the parsha of shlichus, for example, machshel avidosay and those other cases, so there we can't say that his das is that he's doing it not because he's mishaleach me, because I want to do the mitzvah. Because that's not enough. He cannot be mekayim the mitzvah unless he's mishaleichem. So therefore, he's doing the mitzvah because he's doing this maisa because he was mishaleichem. So therefore, it's considered he's being mahanehim by fulfilling his shlichus. Mashenkin, if there's no mitzvah at all, so then even when we don't need the parsha of shlichus, there's no svar that he's doing it because he of his own ratzon, because there's no mitzvah to do this maisa. So meila al kochach, we must say that he's doing it because he's mishaleichem, and that's why it's also even when you don't need the parsha of shlichus. In Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Chaf Alf in Yoredeya Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Shita of the Ramban that even when we don't need the parsha of shlichus, it's still aser for the madir to teach Torah b'shlichus on behalf of the muda. The Ramah there brings das harosh, that's chaylik, and holds that since we don't need shlichus, so it's mutter. The Gilin Marsha of the Astakasha, that's the Chora Stira and Psachim of the Ramah, because in Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Pei Tes Siv Zayin. There, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's mutter for a madir to blow shofar on behalf of the mudar, but dafka if the mudar does not tell him to blow shofar for him, he doesn't make him as a shliach. So there, the Shulchan Aruch is l'shitasoi that he's passing like the Ramban that it's also in all scenarios for the madir to do the mitzvah on behalf of the mudar if he's acting as a shliach, if he was sent as a shliach. But over there, the Ramah doesn't argue. The Ramah doesn't say anything. It's mashma the Ramah agrees. Yes, this is a stirah because the Ramah Bayas brings the Rosh that holds that it's mutter boyfriend that you don't need the parsha of shlichus. This halacha that it's also to teach medrash for schar is learned out in the Gemara of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph from the following pasuk: For oisi tziva Hashem ba'isahi le'lamed eschem uksiv re'ei lamadti eschem chukim u'mishpatim kashet zivani Hashem ma ani b'chinam af atem nami b'chinam. Perush HaRosh says, over here on the first Perush HaRosh on the Amud, says, Ma ani b'chinam tziva oisi l'lamed eschem b'chinam k'moishu lamdei ni b'chinam. The Rosh is coming to explain the words Ma ani b'chinam. Ma ani b'chinam means, just like I am a chuyiv to teach you Torah b'chinam, because that's what Hashem commanded me to do. So too, afatem nami b'chinam, so too you, when you teach Torah, you also have to teach the Torah for free. That's how the Rosh learns the drasha of the Gemara. Look in the Ran has a different mahalach. The Ran explains that the Iker Raya is coming from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, V'oisi tziva Hashem, v'eisa hi l'lamad eschem, u'chsiv re'e l'madati eschem, chukim mishpatim, kasher tzivani Hashem. So there's a commandment. There was a commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. So the Ran says, could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would command Moshe Rabbeinu to teach the Torah for Schar? Why should he command him to take Schar? Al Korchach, the Iker Tzivoy was to teach Torah Bechinam. That's the way the Ran learns. So Lefi the Ran, it comes out that when the Gemara continues, Ma'ani Bechinam, Afatem Nam Bechinam, it's Al Derech who explained in the Rosh. That ma'ani b'chinam means just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to teach you Torah b'chinam, af atem nami b'chinam, so to you, when you teach each other Torah, it has to dafka be b'chinam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin seems to have a different mahalach in the Gemara. I'll read the Rambam inside, just from the part that's nogea for us. The Rambam says, Aval Torah Shabbal Peh, also the Lamdo Beschart, also to teach Torah Shabbal Peh for money. Shinema Re'el Madati Eschem, Chukim Umishpatim, Kashet Sivani Hashem Elikai, Bechule. Ma Ani Bechinam Lamadati, Af Atem Bechinam Lamadatem Mimeni. Vechain Keshetelamdu Ledoirais Bechinam Kemoshi Lamadatam Mimeni. It's a muvur in the Rambam that when the Gemara says ma'ani b'chinam, it's not referring to, we said in the Rosh and the Ram, he said ma'ani b'chinam means just like I have to teach you Torah b'chinam, so too you teach Torah b'chinam. Lefi the Rambam, ma'ani b'chinam means just like I learned Torah b'chinam from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me the Torah for free. He didn't make me pay for the Torah. So too, af atem b'chinam, so too you learn Torah from me b'chinam. I'm not going to charge you. That's it. That Adkan Divya Gemara. Lefi the Rambam, it comes out that the fact that when Klal Yisrael teaches Torah Bechinam, that was understood Memela. That wasn't the Etzem Drasha. That's where the Rambam continues. V'chein, kishetelamdu l'doirois, when you teach Torah l'doirois, Bechinam, k'moshu l'matatam imeni, so too you have to teach Torah l'doirois for free, just like I taught you. The Lechem Mishnah explains over here what the Machloikas Rosh and the Ran and the Rambam is based on. He says that it's a Machloikas and how to teach these words Kasher Tzivani Hashem in the Pasuk. The Rosh and the Ran understood that the Pasuk reads like this, Re'ein Lamadati Eschem Chukim U'Mishpatim, I taught you Chukim U'Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem, like Hashem commanded me to teach you for free. Meaning Kasher Tzivani Hashem means that Hashem commanded me to teach you. It's going back on the words, Lamadati Eschem Chukim U'Mishpatim, that I taught you Chukim U'Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem, like Hashem commanded me. Hashem commanded me to teach you Chukim U'Mishpatim. And on that, the Gemara says, just like I taught you Bechinam, Ma'ani Bechinam, when I taught you was Bechinam, so too when you teach each other should be Bechinam. Hashem, the Rambam understands, Kasher Tzivani Hashem means like Hashem taught me, the Hainu, Rei Lamadati Eschem, Chukim U'Mishpatim, Kasher Tzivani Hashem. I taught you Torah like Hashem taught me, the Hainu, Bechinam. Ma'ani Bechinam. Just like I was taught the Torah Bechinam, Af Atem Nami Bechinam, so too I gave the Torah to you Bechinam as well. That's the way, that's the Ikur Machlegas Rambam here in the Rishonim. The Marshalvi here has a different Mahalach. First, he asks kashas on the Rambam's pshat. The Rambam who learns where Elam Adati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kshat Tzivani Hashem means like Hashem taught me. That's how I have to teach you. He asks that according to the Rambam, it should have said Kasher Lamdeni Hashem, not like Kasher Tzivani Hashem. So then the Marsha explains his own mahalach. He says that the pshat is Kasher Tzivani Hashem means that like Hashem commanded me. Hashem commanded me to teach you Torah. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to teach Torah, that means that Moshe Rabbeinu is mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. He has to do it. Once it's a mitzvah that he has to do, it's partial that he can't take money for it. He's mechuyev to do it. Al-pi tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no schus to be tovei any money for it. But mele we understand that he had to teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael for free. So mele the Gemara says, ma'ani b'chinam, af atem nami b'chinam. The Marsha asks a question here, which is really a question according to all of Rishonim, is what was the function of the first pasuk? According to the Rishonim that we explained so far, the second pasuk would have been enough to bring out this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu has to teach Torah for free, and so too Klal Yisrael has to teach it for free. The first pasuk, they didn't explain to us what was the tachas of the first pasuk. Marsha explains that had I only had the second pasuk, I could have said Kasher Tzivani Hashem means not that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to teach the Torah, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu on his own decided to teach the Torah Kasher Tzivani Hashem, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh me. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying I decided on my own to teach it to you. In which case we wouldn't have the raya, we wouldn't have the raya that he taught Bechinam. Because the whole raya, according to the Marsha, that he taught Bechinam, was that he was commanded to teach the Torah, and he can't take money for the mitzvah he was commanded to do. But if Kasher Tzivani Hashem means the mitzvahs that Hashem taught me, I decided on my own to give them over to you, so then we wouldn't have any hechrich that he had to give it over free. The male of the first pasuk, Va'oisi Tziv Hashem Ba'esa Hila Lamed Eschem, we bring that pasuk to show, no, don't think like that. It's mefurish in the first pasuk that the Torah had to be taught as a tzivoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Marsha asks, in Cain, why did we bring the second pasuk? If the whole reason for the second pasuk was just to show that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzuvah to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, so we don't need it anymore. The first pasuk is even more mefurish. I mean, the second pasuk we said that there was a havamir to learn differently. But in the first pasuk, it's mefurish that he had to teach Klal Yisrael as a tzivoy. So we don't even need the second pasuk anymore. To which the Marsha answers, I'll speak out what he says. It's not clear exactly to me what he means, but he says from the first pasuk, I would have thought that this din that the Klal Yisrael has to teach Torah for Bechinam is only referring to Yehoshua. Yehoshua was the after Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the next Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, and Dafke he has this din, like he's like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he has to teach over, he has to give over the Torah Bechinam like Moshe Rabbeinu did. But maybe the rest of Klal Yisrael, the din doesn't apply to them. So now we bring the second pasuk. Re'ei lemadati eschem. He's medayik. The lashon re'ei is a lashon yachid. Lemadati eschem is a lashon plural. So he says re'ei is referring to Yehoshua, and lemadati eschem is referring to Klal Yisrael. So it's going this din that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to teach them lebechinam was on everybody. Since it was on everybody, So Mimela, just like Moshe Rabbeinu taught everybody Bechinam, so too everybody has a din that they have to teach the Torah Bechinam. There's another very important, interesting nidoin in the sugya, about this halacha of Ma'ani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam. Our Gemara specifically is referring to the mitzvah of teaching Torah. The mitzvah of teaching Torah is a mitzvah which is not allowed to take schar for that mitzvah. The shayla is, does it apply to all mitzvahs or only the mitzvah of teaching Torah? The Mishnah says in Bechayrus, "Hanoitel schar lodun din of betelim, lahoid edusay betelim, lahazeis ulakadesh meim of meimara va'ofrei efer makla." If somebody takes money to be dana din Torah, to give edus, to be maze on a tamei meis, or to be makadesh the mayim by putting the efer para into the mayim, so the halach is all these things, all these mitzvahs are possible. The din Torah is possible, the edus is possible, the hazad does not work, and who din the mayim does not get kedusha, since he took money for the mitzvah. Rashi on that Gemara explains, Rashi in Kedushin Daf Nun Chesam Abeis, Dibur Maschel B'Schar Hava, Rashi explains that the reason why the din is possible for all these mitzvahs is because the Gemara in Nidarim, our Gemara says, Re'ei Lamadati Eschem Kashet Tzivani V'chulei Ma'ani B'chinam Afatem B'chinam. It's Mavur in Rashi that this halacha of Ma'ani B'chinam applies not only to the mitzvah Talmud Torah, but who within to many, many mitzvahs, to all other mitzvahs, all the other mitzvahs. The Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis in the Darim, which we mentioned a few times already, explains on the Mishnah that we had earlier on that says that Mokum Shenoitlin Schar, Tipul Hanola Hektish. The Rambam explains Mokum Shenoitlin Schar means a place where the minag was to take schar. A place where the minag was to take schar, so halacha was Tipul Hanola Hektish. Because he can't give him the schar because he's Mudah Hanola from the Machzeh. The Tosis Yom Tov in the Mishnayis asks on the Rambam, how could the Rambam say that the pshat in the Mishnah is the makom that the minog was to take schar for Shabbos Aveda? It's also to take money for Shabbos Aveda because the Gemara says ma'ani bechinam afatem bechinam. So Yontif understands aderech this Rashi that all mitzvahs are also to take schar for. So how can the Mishnah be talking about people who are being over the Torah? The Eben Ezel in Hilchos Gezeila Vaveda Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalit. He says Al Kochach the Rambam holds that this din of Ma'ani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam is only a specific din in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's not a din in all mitzvahs. That's why the Rambam held that Gabi Mitzvah Shavas Aveda, there's no isser to take money for the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. It's very interesting to note that on the Mishnah in Bechoris of Chaf Tes, right away the Gemara says, Minahani Mili, where do we learn this from, that all these mitzvahs are possible if he takes money? Amrav Yehuda Amar Ravdo Amar Kor Re'elim Madati Eschem V'chulei Ma'ani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam. It seems to be a Mefurish Gemara that all these mitzvahs are that which is not allowed to take money is learned out from this pasuk of Ma'ani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam. But if you look at Rashi there on the Gemara, Rashi says, "Minahani mili de ein noitlin schar al hayroa v'talmud Torah sheyilmad." Rashi's mashma, the Gemara's question of minahani mili, is only going back on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not going back on the other mitzvahs. It's just going back on the mitzvah of donning a din, because that has a din kilu that he's teaching Torah, but on the other mitzvahs not. Hagam this Rashi l'chayra is a steer with the Rashi kiddushin. But the Chor is a Pesach to understand pshat in the Rambam. The Ibn Ezel there says that according to the Rambam, the Chor, we have to say that this din of taking money for doing hazah or for being makadesh the mei chatos has nothing to do with the pasuk of ma'ani b'chinam. Rather, it's a specific din in the halachas of kiddush mei para or the halachas of hilchos hazah. There's a special halacha that has to be done b'chinam and it's learned that from somewhere else. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Parah Aduma, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, the Ibn Ezel says that it's taka mashma like that from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Haschar poisel bekidush ubezahazaya ve'enai poisel bemiloi. Keitzad v'chulei. And he explains, Anoitel schare lekadesh mechatas, oi lehazais mehena. Somebody takes money to be mekadesh the mechatas or to spritz them. Hare oisan hamayim kemei hamar ve'efer ke'efer machlash enai klum. It doesn't work. The kiddush is possible, and the hazay does not work either. Usually, the klal in the Rambam is that when he brings down a halacha, that there's a specific pasuk that's mufurish, that the Gemara brings as a drasha for the makor for that pasuk. The Rambam usually quotes that pasuk, and the lemaisa in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Rambam brought down that it's also to teach Torah bechinam. The Rambam brought down the drasha of Re'elamadati Yeschem Ma'ani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam. Over here, the Rambam does not bring down the drasha at all. So it's mashma like the Ibn Azal is tining that according to the Rambam, Rambam is mashma like Rashi and Bechiris, that this Ikr drasha has nothing to do with other mitzvahs. It's only a drasha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the din of Hazor and Kiddush Mayim Chatas is a different din. It learned that from somewhere else. The Tur in Simin Shin Lamed Vav in Yeridea brings the Ramban from Torah Sa'odom that says that since a Reifer, when he's being Oisek in healing somebody, is being oisik be'etzem in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, because Hashavas Gufoi has a din of Hashavas Aveda. Since he's being mekayim a mitzvah, so we apply the din of ma'atem b'chinam, ma'ani b'chinam, afatem b'chinam, which means that the roife is not allowed to take schar for what he's doing. He's only allowed to take schar, the schar tircha, or schar batola. Schar batola is a sugi above mitziah, and shleim ha'ichsin, that says that a person is allowed, even when he's not allowed to take money, but if he has to stop doing his other job or another work that he could have been doing at that time, so he's allowed to take money that he should have been making or he could have been making at that time. Hudin schar tircha is a different cheshbon of money for the tircha that he has to do, not for the etzem kiyum mitzvah. The makor for this heter of taking the schar tircha is from the Gemara in Kiddushin that I mentioned before, where the Gemara there asks a stira from the Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to take money for doing hazah, for being makadish the mechatas. The Gemara brings another Mishnah that says someone who's makadish in isha with hazah or with mechatas, so she's mekudeshes. That's mashma. He's allowed to take money for it because he's being makadish her with that service. So the Gemara answers is a chilik between taking money for the tircha or taking money for the etzem maisa mitzvah. If he's only taking money for the tircha, Rashi explains that he had to schlep the mehazah from one place to another, or he had to draw the water out from one. He had to draw the water out from the bor. On that, he's allowed to take money, but he's not allowed to take money for the etzem kiyum ha-mitzvah. So on that, the Ramban says, so to a roif, it can take money for the schar tircha or for the schar batola. But for the etzem kiyum hamitz, for these doing of being mirape the person, he can't take money for that because of the din of ma'ani b'chinam. We see lehedi, the tour is learning al derech Rashi in Kiddushin, that the din of ma'ani b'chinam applies not only to Talmud Torah, but to like all mitzvahs. There's a rush in the second parak of Bab Metziah Simin Lamed on the sugya of Ti'ina Uprika. Over there, the halacha is that if someone sees someone's behema falling down underneath the weight of the things that he's carrying, he's mechiv to help him lift it up. But the Gemara says that if the owner of the animal says hoyl v'alecha mitzvah lifroik poruk. Since it's your mitzvah to help me, so you go ahead and do it, and I'm going to sit down and watch. So Potter, he's Potter from doing Prika. The Rosh there speaks out, even though he's Potter from doing Prika, but he's Chayiv Midin Sar Balei Chayim. So the Rosh says, what's the Nafgamina? Since the Mice is Chayiv, so what's the Nafgamina that he's Potter Mitam Prika? So the Rosh says the Nafgamina is, and now that the Chayiv is only Midin Sar Balei Chayim, if the person offers him money for helping him, he's allowed to take the money. The Shiur Shmuel Rizovsky and Shiur Shmuel, but Matzias Simon Ayin, he's Medayik from the Rosh. That's Mashma. He's allowed to take money. But even by Tzar Bali Chaim, he has no schus. He has no right to be Tadeya money. Mashma that by Prika, that if the mitzvah would have been mitam Prika, the Hainu, the person did not say Hoyevel Lecha Mitzvah Lifrei Parok, and he was bechuyev to help him. He did Prika also. So then, even if he would offer him money, it would be usur for him to take the money. This is Mashma from the Rosh that there's actually an isser to take money mishum Prika. So he wants to tie it. Reb Shmuel wants to say that the Rosh is Mashma like the Tur and like Rashi and Kiddushin. Mashenkin Lafi the Rambam who learns at the mitzvah, that the isser of taking money for a mitzvah is only on mitzvah Talmud Torah. So the Rambam is going to learn that we didn't prika. There's no isser to take money. Just there's no schus to take money. Since the Torah was mitzavahim to do prikotina, he's not allowed to. He can't ask for money because it's not something that's considered. It's not considered a job that he's allowed to take money for. If the person offers him money, he's allowed to take it. There's no issue to take money. Just there's a halacha that it's not something that he can charge money for because he's mechuyev in the mitzvah of prikah. There's an interesting Beis Meir. Beis Meir is an Or Chaim, Simon Tov Kuf Pei Hei in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Beis Meir asked that the minhag was for the Baal Tekeah to take money for blowing shofar. So he asked, according to Rashi in Kiddusha, that the Isser of Ma'ani Mechinam is on all mitzvahs, and why is it mutter for him to take money for blowing shofar? So the Beis Meir says that I'll pee the other Gemara that we mentioned in Kiddushin, that for the Schar Tircha he's allowed to take money. So he wants to tie that. That's the mechayev to take money for the Baal Tekeya is for the tircha of all the different tirchas that the Baal Tekeya has to go through in order to be mechayev the mitzvah. But for the etzim mitzvah in a chanami, it's also for him to take money for that mitzvah. The Gemara continues. It brings a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and what is the reason why it's mutter to teach mikra for schar. Rav says the reason is because of shimur, and Rabbi Yochanan says the reason is because of schar pisuk timing. The Gemara asks the Kasha from the Mishnah that the Mishnah's mashma that the reason is because of schar pisuk timing, because the Mishnah says that it's also to teach mikra to a mudah hana, and if the whole reason why you take money is because of schar shimur, so then there is no schar shimur by a gadol, and the Mishnah Pasha is also talking about a gadol, which the Gemara answers really we're talking about a katan, and the Gemara says it's chasui mechzera, and the Reisha is talking about a katan, and the Seifa is talking about a gadol. The Seifa, which says that but Malamdai as Benoy Mikra, is talking about that the Mudah Hanah is a gadol. So it's Mavur in the Gemara that it's Mutter to be Malamed as Benoy Mikra. Even though he's Mudah Hanah, you can teach his son Mikra. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings a Tosfos that says, from the fact that it's Mutter to teach his son, Torah, is a Raya, that the father is not Mechuyev to pay for the son to learn Torah. Because Lugatur, the father, was mechuyev to pay for the son to learn Torah, so he would be considered that he's being mahana the father by teaching the son Torah. He's taking away one of his chiyuvim. The Rashash on our sugya asks on the Tosfos Yom Tov that lechayev is mefurish in the Rambam, not like that. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, v'chayev liskor melamed livnoi ulamdoi. A person is mechuyev to hire somebody to teach his son Torah. So lafi the Rambam, the question comes up, Why is it that it's mutter to teach the son Torah? Just like it's not allowed to teach him Torah, because he's chayv to pay, and by teaching him Torah for free, so it's considered that you're being mahana him, because you're not making him pay. He's being meichel on the money. So too, when you're teaching his son Torah, so he's chayv to pay for that. And by not charging him to pay, so you're being mahana him that money that he's not paying. The Rashash says a very, very geshmakim hach to explain this, to answer this question. He starts off with a shayla. He asks, what's the pshat that the Mishnah said earlier on in the perek, that by machzir lo avedosai, the Mishnah says, mokum shenotlin le'aschar, if it's a place that the minag was to pay money to the machzir, so the halacha was that tipo hanala hektish, which means, we explained then, that it means that the machzir, if he wants to be moichel the money, if he wants to return the chayfetz and not take the money, so the mudar hano, the baal hachayfetz, he cannot keep the money because he's being nene from the machzir. He's not allowed to be nene from the machzir. So he has to give that money that he should have paid the machzir lehektish. The question is, why does he have to do that? Why can't he keep the money? Why is that different than what we learned in the Mishnah, that it's mutter for the madir to pay the choiv of the mudar, because it has a din of mavriach ari, because he's just chasing away a choiv that he doesn't have to pay now. And so too, we quoted in the previous year, in Siman Reish Chaf Aleph, the Ber Heitiv brings the shita of the Radvaz, that just like he's allowed to pay the chayv on behalf of the mudar, so too if the mudar owes money to the madir is allowed to be meichel him his chayv. The same thing, he can pater his chayv, take away his chayv by paying it, so too he can remove it, be masalik his chayv by being meichel it. So the Rashash asks, so why is it different than here? Let him be machzir the chayfetz, and even though mi'ikar din, that's machayv the mudar to pay, Let him say, "Ani meichel lach." You don't have to pay, and now he's being meichel lechayiv. Why is that different than being meichel lechayiv lehedya that he owed him previously? Rashash explains the difference is that yesh lechayiv yesh lachkor yesh lachkor. Why is it that if the minig is to pay for a Shabbos Aveda, so we say that it's aser to give back the chayfets and not take money? You could say either because, since the minig was to pay, so the chazaras hachevitz generates a chiyuv, and now he's being meichel that chiyuv, and the etzem mechilo is considered the hana. Or you could say that since the minig was to pay for a Shabbos Aveda, so the pu'ula of a Shabbos Aveda is a pu'ula which is shava kesef. That pu'ula is considered mammon. So by giving him back his chevitz, you're giving him a cheftz of mammon. That pu'ula is shava kesef, in this where the minig is to take money. So says the Rishash, if we say like the second way, it's move on. That when he's paying off somebody else's chayiv, so then it's taka mavriach ari. He's not giving him anything. He's just paying off the chayiv, and we done it like a mavriach ari because there's nothing actually going from the hands of the madir to the hands of the mudar. Masha'enkin, when he gives him back his aveda, it's not merely the pshat that he's being meichel him a chayiv that now he owes him for giving him back the aveda. But rather, the etzem hashavas aveda is considered that he's giving him a cheftz of mammon. Meaning, even though the fact that he's giving him back the chayfet is not considered that he's giving him mammon, because the chayfet, the Gemara says, is meidam de nafshehu de machzirle, he's giving back the muda his own chayfets. But the pu'ula of hashavas aveda is a pu'ula which is shava kesef. And by giving him back his chayfet, he's giving him back a cheftz of mammon, because that pu'ula is shava kesef. That's the reason why you're not allowed to give it back to him. Masha'enkin, if he's just paying back his chayv or being meichel him his chayv, there he's not giving him anything. He's just being masalik a chayv from him, and that's why over there that's mutter. The Mela, our PZ, Rashash explains very nicely. He says that when the mudar himself, he can't teach Torah to him. Because since the halacha is that it's mutter to take schar for teaching mikra, and he's teaching him mikra without taking schar, so the etzem limur hamikra that he's giving to the mudar is considered a pu'ula, that shava kesef. He's giving the mudar something. Masha'en came to teach the son Torah is mutter, because over there, even if you'll tell me that, like the Rambam says, that the father is chayv to pay the madir, the melamed, for teaching his son Torah, but he's meichelet. And that's considered just a mavriach hariba alma, because there's nothing that actually went from the hands of the madir over to the mudar. The Ramo in Simin Shin Lamed Hey Sif Aleph brings a machlekes Rashi and Mordechai, which is very nogeya the sugi that we're learning now. The Rajba's in Simin Tov Reish Mem Hei in the Tshuvas. The Rajba there talks about a father who hired a melamed to teach his son for a full year. And it happened to be that that year turned out to be a leap year, an Uber year. So the melamed went the extra month, and the halacha is that for that extra month, there was no original hischaivus for the father to pay the melamed for the extra month of learning. So the question is the etzim fact that the melamed sat and learned with the son of the father, is that alone mechayiv the father to pay the melamed without any previous agreement? The Rajba there brings a raya from our sugya. That since it says in our sugya that the madir is usher to teach Torah to the mudar himself. Why? Because the mudar himself is chayef to pay, and therefore if he teaches him for free, it's kilu, he's being meichel him the chayef, and he's giving him service for free, and he's called being mahanehim. And aval pikein, it says in the Mishnah that he's allowed to teach Torah to the son of the mudar. It says the Rajba, it's muchach from here, it's muchach, that when someone teaches Torah to his to somebody's son, that's not mechayef the father to pay, because if it would be mechayef him to pay, just like he can't teach the mudar Torah because it's mechayev the mudar to pay, so too he can't teach Torah to his son because it's mechayev the father to pay. Al kochach, it's not mechayev the father to pay, and that's why it's mutter. That's the Rajma's raya from our sugya. Mordechai there, the Rama brings the Mordechai at Tzchilik, and the Shach says that the raya of the Rajma is a raya brura, and therefore he's masking to the Rajma that al kochach the Rajma has a raya from our sugya that is no chiv to pay. So we spoke up before from the Rashash, the Raya is not so bar. Because according to what we said before from the Rashash, really there is a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv generated when the Madir teaches Torah to the son of the Mudar. Just a filu hachi we explained, for the Rashash, that it's mutter anyways to teach the son because he's not giving him anything. He's just creating a chiyuv and then he's going ahead and being meichel v'chayiv. It's just like being meichel v'chayiv v'am. It's like being pareah chayiv v'shal chaveiroi. The only reason why it's also for the madir to teach Torah to the muda directly is because over there, since he's teaching him for free and the derech is to pay for such a pu'ula, it's considered that he's giving him a pu'ula, which is shav kesef. Dafka, that's why it's also. But without that svar, it would have been mutus. Therefore, it could be that's what the Mordechai holds. And therefore, the Rajma's raya is lav dafka muchach for the Rashash. We're continuing Be'ez Hashem in the sugya and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Meisav Tinoiko is loy koyim betchila b'Shabbes el shonin berishon. You're not allowed to teach a tinoik for the first time something on Shabbos, but you can chazer with him for the first time on Shabbos. The Gemara's Havamina now is the reason for this halacha is that the first time you have to charge money, and therefore you're taking schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to take money for doing a job on Shabbos. Mashaykh, and the second time that you teach him, there's no reason to take schar, and therefore it's mutter to teach the katan for the second time on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam alamanda omer schar pisuk taimim, hainad ein koin betchila b'Shabbos. So the Gemara asks that if you tell me that the reason why you're allowed to take money is because of pisuk taimim, so then I understand why there's a difference between the first time the katan is learning and the second time. The first time you need to take schar because now you have to teach him the pisuk taimim, but the second time you teach him, you don't have to take money. And there's no schus anymore to take money because he already knows the pisuk taimim. So it's mutter to chazer with the katan for the malam. It's a chazer with the katan the second time on Shabbos because he's not going to take any schar Shabbos. Masha Enkin, if the reason why it's mutter to take money for teaching mikra is because of schar shimur, so ma bein the first time, ma bein the second time. There's always a reason to take money, and therefore it should be asr al schar Shabbos. So the Gemara says, will time make schar pisut b'Shabbos mi asr? Havlohi v'havloh mishra sharia. The Gemara here is introducing a new halacha in the halacha of Schar Shabbos. That Schar Shabbos is only asur when the work was specifically for the day of Shabbos. Masha'enkin, if he hires him for a week or for a month, then within those days comes a few Shabbosim, so then there's no issue to pay somebody for the work that he did on Shabbos. And then the Gemara brings a riot to this from the Braisa. The Braisa says to Tanya, Haseicher sapoyo lishmor satinuk lishmor sapara lishmor hazroim. Ein noisi lo ischar Shabbos, lefichach, im avdu einu chayav b'achra yusan. V'im haya schir Shabbos, schir chodesh, schir shana, schir shavua, noisi lo ischar Shabbos, lefichach, im avdu chayav b'achra yusan. This brisa is talking about where Hektish, the gizbor of Hektish, had to hire out poilim to be shomer tinoika, so they used to raise they used to raise children in special places to make sure that they always remain tahor, so they could use them. They could use them to fill up water to be mekadesh the meichatos, and they have to worry about any problems of tuma. And who adin to be shomer the para aduma to make sure that they wouldn't get any mumin, so that would be kosher. It would be kosher for the meichatos. And who adin lishmor hazroim, which is also a field that was used for hektish to cut down the ktiras ha'omer. So over there, the Brisa says, if he hires him as a schir yoim, as a daily worker to watch over these things, so therefore the halacha is that you can't give him schar Shabbos. Therefore, if some sort of oinus happens on Shabbos, he's not chayiv b'achmar yusan. He doesn't have to pay. But if he hires him as a schir Shabbos, as a schir chodesh, therefore he was a poil for a full month or a full year. So then he's chayv to watch on Shabbos. He's chayv to work on Shabbos. And therefore, if an oinus happens to him on Shabbos, he's chayv to pay for achrayusam. He's chayv for achrayus because he was a paid worker during that time. There's a very well known machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, which is nageya this brisa that our Gemara brings. The Mishnah in Hazov in the fourth parak of Bava Metzia says, El dvorim she'ein lahem oinav. Daf nun vav amud aleph in Perek Hazov. El dvorim she'ein lahem oinav. These are things that there's no iser oinav. Ha'avodim v'hashtorois v'hakarkois v'hakdeishos. Ein lahem tashlumi keifa v'loy tashlumi arba v'chamisha. Shoymer chinam ein oinishba v'noisei socher ein o'mishalem. These four things, avodim, shtaros, karkois, and hekdeish, all these things, ashoymer chinam does not have a chiv to make a shvua. And a shomer sacher does not have a chiyuv to pay. Tosfos on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Shomer Chinam says that even though the lashon of the Mishnah is that a shomer chinam is einu nishba, which is mashma that he doesn't have to swear to pater himself. Usually the din is that a shomer chinam he's only chayef for pshia. He's potter for Gneva Aveda, but he's chayev Mshia. So if he says that a Gneva Aveda happened, he has to make a shvua in order to convince us that he's telling the truth, and therefore he potter him from paying. So Pasha's the Mishnah saying that he doesn't have to make that shvua. But Avada, if al pi emes, he was actually Pashea, so then Avada is chayev to pay. Just if he wasn't Pashea, he's not mechayev to make a shvua to tell us that he wasn't Pashea. Tosfos is mechadesh that not only is he potter for making a shvua, he doesn't even have to pay if he was Pashea. Tosfos brings a raya because even a shomer sacher, says Tosfos, l'chor does not have to pay for a pshia. Even a shomer sacher, whom he ikar adin, usually a shomer sacher is chay for geneva v'aveda. But over here, when he's a shomer for hekdesh or for any of these four things the Mishnah listed, he's going to be potter not only from paying geneva v'aveda, but he's also going to be potter from pshia. Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara Daf Nun Ches brings our brisa as a kasha on the Mishnah, because it says in the brisa, in the seifa of our brisa says that if he hired him as a schir chodesh or a schir shana or a schir shavua, boyfriend, that he is allowed to take money for the work that he does on Shabbos, so he's chayv b'achmar yusam. And our brisa is talking about that he's a shomer for hektish. All these things are kodshei berek habayis. So why is he chayev? The Mishnah says that somebody who's a shomer sachar on hektish or any of these other four things is not chayev to pay. Shomer sachar ain't a mishalim. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says a teretz, but Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara answer pasha? The Gemara should have answered, the Brisa is talking about a case where he was pasheya. The Brisa means that he was pasheya in his chiv shmira, and therefore he's chayev for a pshia. Says Tosfos, from the fact that the Gemara did not answer like that, we see that a shomer sachar on any of these four things, hektish, karka, avodim, ashtaros, is not only potter from gneva veda, he's even potter from pshia. Mela Kolshekain says Tosfos that a shomer chinam is also potter for pshia. The Rambam, the famous Rambam in Hilchos Schiras, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam started off the Perek explaining this Halacha of the Mishnah in the fourth Perek of Bava Metzia, that there are certain things that are potter from the Dinei Shmira, Dinei Chiyuvei Shmira, like Karka and Shtaros and Avodim and Hektish. So the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, Yireli. Loshon Yireli in the Rambam always means that he's been Machadesh, a Chiddush that does not say anywhere in Shas. Doesn't say this Chiddush. It's the Rambam's Chiddush. Yireli, she im Parsha Hashomer ba'avadim u'kayotze bahem, chayiv l'shalem. If he's Pesheya, even though he's being Shomer Avadim, when the Torah said there's no Parsha of Shmir by Avadim, but if he's Pesheya, he's chayiv. The Hainu Deloike HaToysfus. She ein a potter ba'avadim v'karkois v'shtorois, elem yidin ha'geneva v'aveda v'hamiso u'kayotze bahem. If somebody was a shomer chinam on regular metaltalin and the chayfetz got stolen, the halacha is yishave, he makes a shvua. Ube'avadim, but if he was a shomer on avadim, v'karkois, v'shtarais, potter mishvua, now he does not have to make a shvua. V'chein, im hayo shomer socher, if he would be a shomer socher, shemishalim g'neva v'aveda, the halacha is that he has to pay for g'neva v'aveda, potter mishalim be'elu. On these things he's potter. Avalim pasha, says the Rambam, if he would be pasheya, even on these four things, chayev l'shalem, shekol ha-pasheya mazikhu. These are the famous words of the Rambam. Shekol ha-pasheya mazikhu. It's mashu from the Rambam that even though there's a chiddush in the Torah that there's no dinei shmira on these parshiyos of karka and avodim v'chule, but midin pasheya he's chayev because a pasheya is a mazik. It comes out, we have a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. What's the halacha of somebody who's a shomer on one of these four things that we listed in the Mishnah, and he's poisheya? Do we say that even from a chiv pshia, the shomer is potter? Or is he only potter from any chivim that are on top of that, the hainu gneva, veda, or misa, and who then is he potter from a shvua? That's a machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. The shaila is, how is the Rambam gonna answer Tosfos' raya? We brought before Tosfos about raya from the Gemara Daf Nun Ches that did not answer this kash from the Sefer by saying very simply it's chayef for a pshia. The reason why the Sefer the Brisa says that if he's a shomer for a month, so that he's gonna be chayef b'achrayusan is talking about b'oifin that he was pshia. Why didn't they want to answer that? So the Lechem Mishnah and the Shach both say the same teretz. They both point out a very, very fascinating thing. According to Tosfos' Cheshbon, let's make a Cheshbon. Lefi Tosfos, that the Seif of the Brisa could have answered that the reason why he's Chayev is that he was Pesheya. So what? How are we going to understand the Reisha of the Brisa? The Reisha of the Brisa says that if he's hired just for a Schir Yoim, not for a Chodesh, so you're not allowed to give him Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to give him Schar Shabbos. And therefore, if he's Poisheya, therefore, he's not Chayiv B'Achrayas for Shabbos. Since he's not getting paid for Shabbos, he's not Chayiv B'Achrayas. And as opposed to the Seifa, where he is getting paid for Shabbos, he is Chayiv to pay for the Achrayas for Shabbos. If the Seifa that said that he's Chayiv to pay means he's Chayiv to pay when he was Poisheya, that means that in the ratio where he's not getting paid for Shabbos, he's not even Chayiv to pay if he's Poisheya. Which means if he's hired as a daily worker and they just agree that for Shabbos he's not going to get any money, Tosfos' Shita is that for that Shabbos he's not even a shomer chinam and he's potter afilu from Pshia. Now if we look at the Lashon HaRan, look at the Lashon of the Ran, the Lamed Zayin at the bottom, the Ran says, "Lefichach im avdu einu chayv b'achrayuson, im nevdu b'shabbos," says the Ran on Amud Beis, "the kevan deloy shokil agra b'shabbosa, havale shomer chinam," says the Ran, since he's not taking money for the shmir that he's doing on Shabbos, he's potter from achrayus, and that makes him into a shomer chinam for Shabbos. Not nothing. Tosfos on the feet, Tosfos understands that when a shomer stops getting paid for Shabbos, he becomes nothing. He's not even a shomer chinam on the chevitz. He's nothing at all. Mashenk in the feed the Ran, he's a shomer. Just he's a shomer chinam. He's not getting paid. So it comes out of a new machlekes just came out of the other machlekes. There's a machlekes rishonim, machlekes Tosfos and the Ran. If somebody's hired as a shomer socher, for a daily shomer socher, and they make an original agreement that every Tuesday or every Wednesday he's not going to be paid, and then he'll continue being paid after that. So what's the status of the shomer for that day while the chevitz is by the shomer for that day? Tosfos' Shita is that since the original heskim was that he should be a shomer socher, and for this day he's not getting paid, so it's as if they agreed that for that day he's ois shomer, he's not a shomer b'chlal for that day, and therefore he's potter even from Shia. And the Ran holds that knows that if they make an agreement that he's not going to get paid for one day, so for that day he's a shomer chinam, and mele he's going to be chayav for pshia. So therefore, the Rambam, if the Rambam held like the Ran says the Lechem Mishnah, then it's not shver bichlal. Tosfos is right against the Rambam because since the Reisha he's chayav in pshia, even though he's not getting paid for the work that he's doing on Shabbos because he's chayav in pshia because he's still a shomer chinam. So when the Seifa says that he's a shomer chodesh and he is chayav b'achrayim b'chrayis for Shabbos. Al korchach, that which is chayiv b'chrayis means he's chayiv for gneiv v'aveda. We can't say that he's chayiv for pshia, because even in the reisha he's chayiv for pshia. So al korchach, the seifa means that he's chayiv for gneiv v'aveda. And therefore, the Gemara could not have answered that the reason why he's chayiv in the seifa, even though he's being shomer of hekdish, is that he's chayiv for making a pshia. The Gemara couldn't have answered that, because in the reisha he's chayiv already for making a pshia. And therefore, the Shach and the Lechem Mishnah are miyashiv das haramba. The Gemara continues weiter. Ulamando amar schar pisuk time in my time aloy amar schar shimur. Why does the Filimando Amr that the reason why you're allowed to take money for teaching Mikra is because you're taking money for the Pisuk time, and why doesn't he learn like the other Mando Amar that you're taking money for the Schar Shimur? To which the Gemara answers that Bono is Mika Bon Shimur. So it's a machlekes we show in the this gears in the Gemara. What was the Shach V'tai over here in the Gemara? The Ram learns that the Gemara's Kasha was from the Reisha of the Mishnah, which says that he's not allowed to teach Mikra to the Mudar because he's allowed to take money. So the Ran explains that Min HaStam, whenever the Gemara says that there's a Madir and a Mudar, we mean Bain if the Mudar is a Ben, whether the Mudar is a Bas. It doesn't make a difference. So it's Mashma, even though the Mudar is a Bas, still the halacha is that he's not allowed to teach Mikra to her because he's being mahana her by giving her money. And if the whole reason why the person who's learning Torah has to pay for the Torah and the Mulama is allowed to take money is machmas the shimor, so bonos don't need shimor. Bonim need shimor. Bonim need shimor because bonim run around, they run into the streets, they go around playing wild. But bonos, the Ran explains, you don't have to be shomer them so much, and therefore there's no chiyuv to pay, and therefore it should be mutter to teach bonos Torah from the madi to the mudar. The Rosh explains the Gemara's kasha is from the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer which says, of al melamdai es bonav, you're allowed to teach the children of the Mudar, stam children in this mashma, whether children are boys or whether children are girls. And therefore, the Rosh says, if the whole reason why you're allowed to take money is because of Schar Shimur, so there's no chiddush in telling me that he's allowed to teach Torah to the daughter of the Mudar, because the daughter of the Mudar is not mechayiv him to pay, not mechayiv any money from the Mudar, because there's no schar shimur for a girl. So therefore, there's no chiddush at all to say that he's allowed to teach her, because even the Mudar himself, he could do pulos for him that are not mechayiv him to pay. So what's the chiddush in telling me that he's allowed to do it for his daughter if there's no chiyuv to pay for that anyways? There's a well-known Gemara in Soita Dav Chof that says, Kol ha-melamdai is bitoi toira ki'ilu melamdai tiflus. The Rambam Perek Aleph Mehilchos Talmud Torah Perek Yud Gimel brings down this halacha, and he adds a very interesting knate to the halacha, which the Gedolei Achronim have a very hard time explaining. Where's the makor for this Rambam? Rambam says, "Amru Chachomim Kol Hamalamed Es Bitoi Torah Ki Ilu Limda Tiflus." But Medvay Mamurim says the Rambam, "But Torah Sheba Al Peh Davka by Torah Sheba Al Peh doesn't have a din of Malamdei Tiflus. Aval Torah Sheba Chsav." Torah b'chsav is only a din lechatchila that he can't teach his own daughter, but he's allowed to. It doesn't have a din of kimelamdo tiflis. The Torah and Shulchan Aruch also bring down this halacha in Simin Reish Mem Vav. The Bir Hagra there brings the makor for the Rambam from our sugya, because it says in our sugya that the Madir is allowed to teach Torah Shebichsav to the daughters of the Mudar. You see from there Lehedya that it's mutter to teach Torah, it's mutter to teach Torah Shebichsav upon him to Bonois. The Goyin goes on to explain that the Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim Perek Vav Halacha Zayin brings down this halacha. The Rambam says, "Mulamdai Torah Shebal Peh, the Madir can teach Torah Shebal Peh to the Mudar, Sharei Osr Lito Alei Aschar, you can't teach Torah Shebichsav because he takes schar for that, so he's being mahanahim by teaching it to him. If the derech is to not take money, harezeh mutter. Which means whether or not the minhag was to take schar or whether or not the minhag was not to take schar, he's allowed to teach Torah to the son of the Mudar. Meaning, even if the minhag was to take schar from the Madir for teaching him Torah, and therefore he's not allowed to teach the Madya Torah, but he's allowed to teach the son of the Mudar Torah. That's what it means. Ben kachu, ben kachu, mutu l'lamed es b'noi. The shayla is, why did the Rambam here leave out es bitoi? The Goyen explains, because the Rambam L'shitosoi in Hilchos Talmud Torah said that it's only mutter b'dieved to teach Torah. It's not ki'ilu melamdoi tiflis. But l'chatchila, the Rambam says, a person should not teach his daughter Torah or anybody else's daughter Torah. Therefore, the Rambam leaves it out in Hilchos Adonim. He says it's mutter l'lamed es b'noi, because here he's talking about a hetu l'chatchila. He doesn't want to say that it's mutter l'chatchila to teach es b'toi Torah. The Taz there in Simon Reish Memvav Sifkot and Dalad brings a riot to the Shitas HaRambam that it's mutter, it's not ke'il landoi tiflis to teach Torah Shabichsav, because of the mitzvah, the Torah is mitzvah, the mitzvah of Hakel, where there the mitzvah is that the whole arm comes to Yerushalayim and they listen to the Melech read Mishnah Torah. And there the Torah is mitzvah afilu noshim. So how could we say that Noshim, it's also to teach Noshim afil Torah Shubichsav, if the Torah was mitzvah for them to come listen to the Hakel? Al Pizeh, the Taz asks, so why, how could the Rabbim say that it's not l'chatchila? It should be mutar l'chatchila afilu. Why is it only b'dieved? So the Taz explains in Echinami, to learn Torah Shubichsav b'pshitus without any deep shotim. In Echinami, that's mutar l'chatchila. When the Rabbim said it's not mutar l'chatchila, the Rambam meant to teach with yoiser his chakmus and to teach it in a deeper way. Dafka there, the Rambam said that it's not mutar l'chatchila.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.